Today we'll be doing the 50th paragraph in the second mamer. V'chivan she'amru kiddushin zechronam levracha shagam tachlis olamos ha'elyonim hu ha'yisrael ba'avodaso asher b'vchiraso. Now the Chazal have told us that the purpose of the upper spheres, the upper worlds, is also to serve Klal Yisrael. Imkin ha'yizgalus shanaseis min ha'olam yad ha'olam ha'elyonim ha'tachtonim l'fi diyokan v'tzuras Yisrael mizgala. So therefore, the purpose of all of the worlds, the upper worlds and the lower worlds, are expressed through the image of Klal Yisrael. Since the Jewish people are the tool through which all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is revealed. Just like in the mashal of a person who has a very simple nefesh, but once that nefesh is expressed through his guf, so these kochos, these spiritual kochos he has, will be expressed through his body. The sense of his ability to see is expressed through his eyes. His ears express his ability to hear. Even though in his nefesh all of these things really boil down to the same thing. Certainly when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the singular, unique being, and there is none like him. And all of our tools, all of the ways we express HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and certainly in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of these means, all of these mediums, in order to express his greatness on this world. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up at the 51st paragraph tomorrow.